Hi everyone, my name is Peace.
This is Yvonne, and you're listening to the Vulnerability Podcast, where we share everything that makes Peace and I
unapologetically human. Listen and enjoy.
Hey guys,
ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to episode 10 of the Vulnerability Podcast. Officially, this is the last episode of season 1. Can we get like drum rolls or something, please? Because when we started, I'm not sure that we actually were sure that we're going to actually do a complete season 1.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing it. So I'm super excited. This is again the Vulnerability Podcast. We give one and peace. We try as much as possible to explore all the things that make us very, very human. Because, you know, there's power in our humanness. On this episode, we just want to play. So in case you clicked to listen to something with a lot of vulnerable stories as usual, I'm sorry, but not sorry to disappoint you. We just want to play. This episode is just going to be myself and Yvonne asking each other random questions, random but a little bit vulnerable questions, stuff that you probably would not do if you are doing an official interview or ever say to people in your office or with your family members, you know, just random stuff. We hope that we have fun doing it because I don't know what questions she's going to ask me and she doesn't know questions that I'm going to ask her. But most importantly, we hope that you have fun listening to it. Let's go there.
Okay.
I'm actually excited.
Who's going first?
You.
Okay.
Because it was your idea.
Okay. Okay, great. Question number one. Pissity me.
Wait, you call my name in full? My heart just did.
When was the last time you peed in bed?
I don't know.
Like, you have to remember the exact age.
In bed?
Yes.
I was not really a child. I used to pee in bed, though. I can't remember. But I can tell you the last time I peed on myself.
Okay.
Shit.
When was the last time you peed on yourself?
I just put myself and said, voila. So, there was this day. Oh God, I'll try not to make this story too long. But there was this day I was on my way home from work, and I just was like, oh, you know what? You know how you start feeling like you went to uni, but then you know you're going home. So I'm like, oh, I'll get home and I'll just do it. Now when I got to, I also went to buy a few stuff because I was just about to travel the next day. So I also went to buy a few stuff from Ibano. So I stopped by at Ibano, bought stuff, and then just when I was about to start going home, one of my colleagues called me and like, oh, we're all going to another of my colleague's house. Like, we're going to have like a get together and stuff. Mm-hmm. She just moved in. And she's like, hope you're coming. Everybody's coming. You're coming, right? Where are you? I'm like, I'm almost at home. She's like, you're coming back, right? It's not far from my house. I'm like, yeah. So I told the Uber driver, let's reverse and let's go towards the Cathay stop on Nero. As we're going, I realized, oh shoot, this pee is getting somewhere. So I was like, you know, I'll be fast, do everything. Driving to her estate, you know, do not do all that call. And I remember that she told me that her house is, her flat is the topmost floor, right? So again, I terribly went into unit. So I was like, just run. She said, call me when you get to front of my house itself. So I will tell you how to go from back. But because she said it was topmost floor, I just saw the staircase. I started climbing up. As I was climbing up, I was calling her, and she was like, oh, I'm coming downstairs. You have to pass from the back. And I'd already got into like the third floor. She's like, no, come downstairs. That is the back you're supposed to pass. And that was it. So I was like, I gave up. And then I eventually climbed. Stop it. I eventually climbed back down. And I had to wait for like 30 minutes before climbing back upstairs with her because all my colleagues were there. And it was even a, if I had an Uber now, can I even enter the Uber? So I waited, felt like I dried up. Then slowly, because I told her, I was like, see, Sarah, something just happened. Then immediately I got to her flat. She entered the side. Everybody was just there. I ran into the bathroom. I spent another 30 minutes trying to, yeah. And that was December, so it wasn't far.
December, like 29th.
this very, very.
I feel like
we're done, you know, because the aim of this has.
Okay, your turn. Wow, what can beat this?
Let me just give a disclaimer. It doesn't happen often. In fact, it never happens. It just happened.
You're glad I just lost control that day.
It was only that day. Like, if you ask, like, cancel yeah. that. I need to find a question that would get you, like, to give me a story like this. Because
you have, I don't know, 10 seconds, 10, 9.
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever done?
Okay. It may not be disgusting if I don't think it's disgusting. Right.
Make it count.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay, to be honest, I wouldn't do it in public. I feel like peace knows this thing I'm about to say. Maybe you've seen me do it before.
Say it already. It can't be worse than me peeing myself in December.
Okay, the most disgusting thing. Okay, no, you don't know this thing. Actually, this is the most disgusting thing. Wait, I am so sorry. This question is one kind.
Give disgusting me two answers.
Thing, disgusting thing that I have ever done intentionally or that has kind of like happened to me.
I want answers to both.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'll start from the one that has happened to me. When I was in secondary school, I think SS2. Yeah, SS2. We went on a discussion somewhere and I had runny stomach. Somewhere towards the end of our excursion. And yeah, so before I got home, it gave way.
Wait, classmates with you. Did you get any?
No, it gave way between. It gave way between somewhere in town and my house. So my classmates had dropped me off, but I still needed to enter a taxi. So yeah, I was carrying shit in a taxi.
Yo, okay.
Yeah, and the most disgusting part of it was that I think I left some shit in the taxi.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it and I the way I crossed the road, because they dropped me in front of my house. I came down and I just crossed the road. Like, I crossed the road, I was knocking on the door, nobody was opening. Like, but the way I ran into the toilet, like, it was it was so embarrassing. Now the other one
that you deliberately done.
Deliberately done.
You already had an answer in mind. No, you asked, so just say it already.
God. No, I mean, it just probably feels like some
you're
people do it.
You're overthinking.
Okay,
it.
Okay, fine. I have a habit. I don't know if it's a habit, but I smell my wax, my ear wax, after cleaning my ears. I do it every single time I clean my ears.
I wish this was a video so you guys can have seen my reaction. I'm shook.
I mean, like
you put cotton ball in your ear.
I clean my ears.
And then you bring
it out. And then I bring it out. And then when I bring it out, I want to know, like,
how my ear smells.
No, first of all, I look at it to know if it's
really
carrying like a lot of wax. And then the process of looking at it, I'm like,
You do it every time?
It's maybe not every time, but a lot of times. I don't know. I'm not willing to answer that. But yeah, it just happens. It's the same way some people.
It's okay. It's okay. No explanation. It's okay. I'm shook.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Your question.
Okay.
Be nice.
Yes.
Be nice.
When was the first time you kissed someone and it was a very, very, very bad kiss?
I have had some terrible kisses, but I can't seem to pick anyone. Nothing's coming to mind. There's also the flip side of it is maybe I can't remember really terrible kisses because I'm a very good kisser and I know how to take control. So if I feel like this person is not, I'm just going to like...
But there are some kisses that you can't take control.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just... Because I have to like it. So there's always a way I flip it. I don't know. I can't think of anyone. Except you want to ask another question or I can move on.
Okay. One more question. To replace that one. What is the biggest lie you've ever told?
This is not a random question. It's because like it's I ever random. Told is big.
It's not random.
the biggest I've ever told is big.
Okay. It's big?
Yeah, so.
Okay, it's not random. Okay.
Good.
It's not random. What is the most embarrassing vomit you've ever had?
Why are you so disgusting? What's wrong with you?
I am not disgusting. I'm not, but yeah.
What sort of questions are these, though? Women generally are disgusting.
Well, I mean, they're coming from you. They're just your internal body fluid. It's inside your body right now.
I don't know. This question is hard. First of all, women are very... disgusting. Like I already
just
said.
What is the most embarrassing vomit? I mean, where? In
oh,
terms
where?
Of where?
I thought
it happened.
Said, oh
no, I didn't tell you to describe the vomit. Oh my
but
goodness!
You said what?
No, I mean like where, like the vomit experience, where it happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. So I traveled in December, and if you know me and you've ever asked me, what was like one of your favorite places? I always say the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a thing. Because I. Thought that I had a thing for water.
Mm-hmm.
So I traveled and we're like, let's go on this 4-hour boat ride. Mm-hmm. It was not a party, it's just sail like deep into the ocean. So deep that we actually saw dolphins and stuff. So I was super excited because again, water is my thing, right? Then we get in and after like 5 minutes, I start realizing that my body system was feeling somehow. I was feeling nauseous. And that was 5 minutes into the ride. This was how many hours? Four hours, right? So I was like, I will brace myself. After like 30 minutes, and I told the captain that, can I go inside the dock? And he was like, no, if you go there and you're feeling nauseous, that you would be a mess. So just stay where you are. So he told me to actually come and actually control the wheels. So when I was doing it, control the wheels for like maybe 35, 40 minutes, I was okay. So I figured, you know, my system has gotten used to this shit. So I told him, you know, take control of your boat and let me go back and just sit down and enjoy this breeze and stuff. And that was the biggest mistake of that trip. Because 5 minutes later, I was asking for a bucket and I was vomiting every single thing in my system.
Oh,
and there were
God.
Other people on the trip there.
Oh, wow.
And I was the only person. So it was like, Captain was not like, don't worry, you're not the only person. You won't be the last, but you're the only person on the trip. I was like, oh shit. So, I mean, the captain's assistant would give me a bucket. I would throw up. Then he would take the bucket for me. He would rinse it in the ocean. He'd give me back. So, I was just there. I was counting down the time. I was supposed to be enjoying the ride. But for like 2 hours, I was just like, how far are we going? Why are you still going for? Like, Can we start turning back? I was like, no, we still need to see this. I was like, See, that's definitely the most embarrassing moment I've had.
Okay, your turn now. I have a very interesting question coming up.
I'm scared though. I'm sorry.
I wonder what that is.
What three adjectives best describes?
Okay.
Your vagina.
Ha! Who doesn't have a vagina?
Let me rephrase. This question has two. Part A.
what sexual organ do you have? Part B. Describe it in 3 words.
Oh God. Okay, I have a vagina, of course, and 3 adjectives is a lot.
Hey, get creative.
It's color and adjective.
When you start saying color, you start giving people. People can start visualizing
that's
it.
Be careful. What adjectives do. Adjectives okay. make you visualize.
It's true.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's true.
So I'm like, I don't.
Go for it.
I don't know what to do. Okay.
Clear your throat. Because what I'm about to hear, I might as well clear my throat too.
Pink, moist, clean.
Always moist.
Sometimes.
Let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Moist is different.
Let's move on.
Your question. So this question has 2 parts. If there's a no, then I'll move to another question. But if the answer is a yes, then I'll ask the part B. Okay. Right. Have you ever stolen anything before?
Yes.
What was that thing that you stole? The most significant thing that you've ever stolen?
I'm not a thief, so there's no most it's significant.
Fine. It's fine. It's fine. We know you're not a thief.
My mother doesn't listen to this podcast, so that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So growing up, my mom has this habit, or had this habit, I think she still does, where she just puts money for some reason, you know, couch, like in the, what's that thing called, the side of the couch, inside, mm-hmm. like you can put your hand.
Are you sure she didn't keep the money for you?
No. She had this thing for, so every once in a while, mm-hmm. you'll just be playing, and maybe your hand will just go inside, and you see 100 naira, 500 naira, 1k. So after seeing it repeatedly for a while, mm. I now deliberately started looking for it. So you want to go out and there's no money, I will now check like all the chairs in the house, see money and take it. Of course, I won't tell her that it was there. Mm. Yeah, that was the stealing for me.
Okay, your turn.
The question that I want to ask is, okay, let me ask that now. What's the weirdest thing you've ever done in front of the mirror?
Ha! Oh, shit. I don't like this question. I know the answer. I'm trying to rephrase the answer in a way that wouldn't be too revealing. I have stared at my body parts for too long in front of the mirror.
And I'm tempted to ask even what body parts in particular.
Well, I have stared at my nude self in front of the mirror before and attempted interesting ways of touching my nude self in front of the mirror before. Yes.
No comment. Next question.
Yes. Oh, your turn. What's the most childish thing you still do?
Oh my God, I have an answer for this, so nobody's going to like it.
So nobody's going to like it.
Oh shit. Oh my God. Do I have to be honest?
Yes.
Can we move on?
No. No, you made me say the most disgusting thing I've ever done.
So, when I was a child, or growing up rather, I had this thing for sand. Have I ever told you?
Mm-hmm.
Where I used to like to play with sand. You know why kids do eat chalk? Every once in a while, I put it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, so much that at some point I felt like I knew how different kinds of sand, how they taste. Like if it's red sand, meaning red sand, if it's worry sand, if rain has beaten, like if rain just fell, how it smells, how it tastes. If it's like been sunny for a while, so I feel like I understand the difference. Now. That premise is important because even now growing up,
when I'm stepping on sand, when I see like a large chunk of sand, my senses sort of still come alive. Mm-hmm. So I can still almost, I smell it, I can smell the difference. And then there's always this trigger to be like, I have an idea what it tastes, but why don't you confirm if you actually taste like you taste, like you think you would taste. Mm. So every now and again, not often guys, the baby in me would be like, try it out. And I'll just,
and you, oh my and god, just, you still, oh, it still
tastes like, I taste like,
oh,
I told
you,
would.
Still
shush, don't say it like, oh, why are you repeating it? What's wrong with you? No judgment zone.
No, it's not, I'm not judging you.
It's sparingly, like, it's just,
I'm just excited that you still taste that.
Stop it! I'm revealing too much on this podcast. I don't
okay,
like it.
Okay, your turn.
What are you freakishly bad at?
Throwing stuff. My aim is horrible.
Oh.
I can't. It's my aim is horrible both ways, throwing and catching.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. If I ever play volleyball, you'll never be on my team.
Oh God.
You'll never be on my volleyball.
Volleyball, basketball, handball, name
I never
it.
On my team.
I suck. I can't even see it.
This is very good information. Thank you. Noted.
Such a baddie. Yeah.
Noted.
All right. Mm-hmm. Your turn. When was the most inappropriate time you farted?
Most likely meetings or at the office, and someone would be like, and then you'll be like, for yourself. But you know that after like 5 minutes, everybody will saturate the air, everybody will be okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, my turn.
What's a common thing that you think about when you're alone?
I get what the answer could be like, but I don't think I have that thing. My moment, my being alone is not an avenue to explore stupid thoughts.
Okay, so what's the stupidest thing you've ever done on your own free will? Like, you know that this thing is stupid, but you did it anyway.
I took a bath outside.
How? At what age?
Adult age.
Like, how old is adult age?
Like, literally last year.
What do you mean outside?
Like, outside.
Like, downstairs?
Yeah. There are no
I
other
personally
people.
Want context. They might not get it, but
there are no other people like living in the compound, but I mean I could tell that people can look in through their own morning. Like,
why?
Early morning.
Why?
It was free.
What happened to your bathroom?
Nothing. I wanted to bath outside. I have my bath outside now.
Wow.
What?
He just,
yeah. Okay. I could tell that anybody looking in from their windows, living on any floor above the ground floor, could probably see me. I just wanted to have a bath outside.
Cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Okay. What is the longest time that you have stalked an ex for?
Not long actually. Maybe a week or two.
You're a good girl. Yeah. I think I've done 6 months before.
Nah, maybe a week or two.
I think I've done 6 months, but way back.
Even now, maybe a week or two. I don't think I've. Nah, maximum 2 weeks.
Okay, your turn.
If you could make one wish right this second, what would it be? No, that was make a wish. Really.
I want more money.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I want more money.
Okay.
I mean, there's another wish. There are just so many wishes. That there's something that I really want, in terms of an opportunity to do something for a company that I really want to get.
We hope you get it, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Okay, so this concludes. I mean, we just went to have fun, maybe give you guys a little insight into us. I don't know if that did that, but like I said in the beginning, this is episode 10, and so this officially runs off or concludes season one of the Vulnerability Podcast. Thank you so much for everybody who has listened from episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. From your social media, tweeting about the podcast. We actually see your tweets.
We do.
It was really motivating. Like, it was really inspiring for us too. For the people who sent in emails for season one, thank you so much. We have a big news. We have a news. I don't know if it's big, but we have news coming up. So definitely keep following us on social media at @thevulnerabilitypodcast. We're going to announce something big, a little change in the coming weeks. And I think there might be a season two. So let's keep our fingers crossed and see what happens. Yvonne, any final words for season one?
Season one was amazing. The feedback so far was great. I mean, we did record the episodes in batches. You all are amazing. This was a moment. Sharing was uplifting, and it was very amazing. Cheers, guys.
Alrighty, and that's it. Peace out. See you soon.